This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the beginning of the second extra session of the 100th General Assembly.
This will be probably less than an ideal situation this year, trying to get the budget done.
What if the expected money doesn't come in?
Last month, the governor called the legislature back to Jefferson City for another extra session. This time, the call relates to the supplemental budget for fiscal year 2021. Federal funding for COVID-19 assistance remains at the forefront. When the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee met to mark up the budget on May 1st, Chair Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby noted the federal assistance was crucial to balancing this year's budget.
We're at a point where my suggestions will take us there as we go through the process.
Okay.
You'll see those suggestions. We'll put the Senate's touch to it. Like I say, we will be allocating some funds that hadn't been allocated to try to address concerns in many of our districts, but yet retain, you know, the $700 million cut to be able to deal with the COVID-19 situation.
Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis, who also serves on the panel, mentioned there are areas where these funds could be best utilized.
I was wanting to add one FTE to the regional engagement for the purpose of minority participation and inclusion liaison throughout the state.
Senator Hegeman adds they went through this budget with the hopes there may be future federal funding.
This is some of the money that we use to other places that comes down dedicated to coronavirus out there.
Senator Nasheed also says when this money was made available, there were a lot of unknowns.
When we were in supplemental, and I know this is not what we're doing here, when we were in supplemental, we also had a dialogue about not having guidelines for the funding that we were working on at that time. Have we received the guidelines thus far?
Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Vice Chair Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield says CARES Act funding has strings attached.
As you know, we've got to have appropriation authority in these bills to move money. And this federal CARES money that has flowed into the state of Missouri, the parameters that we've received that money with state that the unused portion does have to be remitted back to the feds after a certain date.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City, who also serves on the panel, says a lot of small businesses were already hurting in May.
I know we're working through and trying to understand how much we're going to receive from the federal government and how that money gets spent. I would ask and encourage us to consider the possibility of creating some sort of state relief fund for small businesses.
What everyone in the Senate
session started on Thursday.
Gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk.
Missouri senators are scheduled to return to the Capitol on November 19th and 20th.
Friday, November 13th. That was a quiz.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.